The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh my goodness is right, folks. This has been one fucked.
You know, we go away. We go away for a few weeks. And all this shit happens.
Phew.
Well, 8 weeks. 6 weeks. So my button's not working right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm kind of manorial right now at the moment.
Button failure.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that crazy? Anyway, where's my line? I forgot how the script thing works.
Font.
Oh, shut up, Patrick.
Hey, everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
It's Joe.
Okay, Joe.
I'm in a plexiglass bubble in Studio B in an on fire Chicago.
Yeah, right.
It's true. Oh, I think Betty wants to say something.
What's Betty got to say?
Betty, microphone here. Come on.
Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 207 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Sunday, May 31st, 2020, titled Don't Get Gonorrhea During a Pandemic. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook.com/The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website, www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks,
wow.
Betty.
And you know, the timing, we still have that timing right. That timing is still right down because we just started the TP segment as we're rolling in to whatever this track is anymore. I don't know, Electric Butthole, whatever it's called. So let's see, what do we got
electric
here?
Electric Butthole. In my butthole.
Well, generally, that's where electric buttholes go. It's your butthole.
Yeah. I'm going to test the website, actually. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Yes.
See?
Great
it's
timing.
Working. We're working. So anyway.
Sure. We have a listener. I think we have a listener, and I got to shut down.
We actually have a few listeners, so stop listening
good.
To ourselves.
Thank you, listeners.
Stop listening to yourself, and that'll be great. Anyway, so, yeah, usually at this point we kind of go on with how was our week. I guess how was our past 8 weeks, I guess. I was mostly at home. I went in to work once a week to kind of get things and drop things off. But other than that, I was going crazy working from home. And although I enjoyed it, I'm actually going back into the office starting tomorrow. It'll be a nice little change of pace, you know. The house gets a little monotonous after a while, you know. I mean, you can only explore so many rooms under so many different substances before they all become just so passé. How about you, Joe? How was your past 8 weeks?
My best, you know what? I'm a homebody, so for me, this has been nothing. This is like, it's just a normal, everyday thing. I surround myself with lots of art, lots of mementos and graphics and sounds and So a lot of just sensory things in my house to kind of keep me entertained.
Sensory things.
Sensory things.
Sensory buttholes.
Buttholes. Stay tuned for the butthole diary.
Yeah, Joe's been sending me voice messages on WhatsApp lately about his butthole. It's been a running thing lately, so.
So, well, the Chicago studios, though, have been kind of close to the action with all of this looting and shit and protesting. And well, basically, I live on the other side of the river from where it was all happening. And let me tell you, listening to Police Scanner, it was a mess. It still is a mess. There's still a lot of lockdowns, looting, burning, and basically Chicago's on fire right now. CTA suspended service, effective 6:30 p.m.
Wow.
Until tomorrow morning at a time that they'll determine. So luckily I don't have to go in until later, but I can walk and it's going to be a nice day. So that's not a big issue for
me. They suspended our public transit, the whole one bus that goes around Tampa, the whole one bus. They pulled it off to the side until about 6 in the morning. And then we'll, yeah, you like that, huh?
Yeah. It's in a special color.
The whole bus. It's just a blue bus. It's a big blue bus, and everyone rides. It just goes up and down the street. It just goes up and down Del Mabry in Tampa. That's the only bus we got. That's public transit for you.
That's sad. But what's sad is that we also have a curfew, too, which goes from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m.
Yeah, same here.
So if I wanted to go to 7-Eleven, say, I would need to go, like, between now and 9. Well, I don't know how much they're going to enforce it, you know.
You're privileged.
Right. I am in a privileged area.
I mean, you're in a privileged area, and you're a white man, so chances are.
Here's the thing, though. 7-Eleven recently installed a locking mechanism on their door.
I see.
And when coronavirus first started happening, they were fucking locking that door, and you had to push a button to be buzzed in.
You had to push the corona button.
Then all of a sudden, they got rid of it.
Really?
You want to bet your bottom dollar they put that shit back on after all this looting? Because their windows got busted, too.
Oh, yeah. You had mentioned that one of their windows got busted out.
Yep.
That's a shame.
So...
It's a shame.
But you know, I'll tell you, they fixed that shit fast everywhere. Like everywhere that I saw within my ride to work, it's all fixed now.
As in glass, or did they just board it up?
One was boarded up, and then another one was completely fixed.
All right, well that's cool. That's cool.
It was a liquor store.
A liquor store.
Yeah, I think the liquor store, they have to get their shit fixed fast.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Otherwise they can't keep their license.
Absolutely.
So, do we have any voicemail?
No. Well, actually we had one voicemail from Bill from back in April, actually. I kind of forgot to kind of check the voicemails for the past 8 weeks. But it kind of got deleted by accident.
And,
well, he was calling in because I guess he was listening to an older show. We were running the older shows then, and he wasn't sure what was going on. So,
oops,
it's all good. Yeah, thanks, Bill. We accidentally raised your voicemail. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, it's been such a long time since we've done a show that you know these things. It's like, and time has flown too. To be honest, it's kind of weird. Hey, folks, also, too, be sure to come into our chat room, which is open. It's at shyampa.org, and it says I'm going to reconnect. There we go. Ezel's here. Hey, Ezel.
Oh, hey, Ezel.
And who the hell is BK Surprise?
That would be the BK Surprise. Surprise, it's BK.
So, yeah, come on in or give us a call at 813.
You even forgot our phone number.
813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566.
All right.
Ooh, and there's lots of sirens going on in the background.
Lots of sirens. So far, it's no sirens here. I haven't heard anything, so we're good. We're good. So I think there is some stuff going on in Tampa, but I'm apparently far enough away from it, so... Well, let's go ahead and kick off with the wheat corner here.
Yeah, yeah. What is going on in the weed
corner? So our first topic in the weed corner is the Canadian cannabis sales reached a new high in March during the COVID-19 pandemic. No surprise there, really. I mean, come on. Before lockdown, I went to the dispensaries when everyone wasn't sure if the dispensaries were going to be kept open, and those places were a madhouse. It really was. Luckily, in Florida, they were deemed essential, so the dispensaries never closed. So we were very fortunate with that. I know in some countries, apparently even here in Canada, did. This comes from High Times from Addison Heron Wheeler. According to Statistics Canada, cannabis sales shot up 19% in March, one of the biggest spikes since the 2018 legalization. Canadians purchased $181 million in legal cannabis in March alone, even as retail sales dipped by 10% in other industries. The average length of shutdowns for cannabis retailers was 5 days, whereas I believe for businesses in Canada it was about 14 days, something like that. It was obviously three times as long for a lot of retail businesses. Analysts are also wondering whether the increase was caused in part by the fact that 420 was approaching, which is funny because 420 kind of just totally got swept under the rug with all this pandemic bullshit. I mean, it was just like,
yep.
I mean, I think I sat at home and got high, but I mean, we didn't do a special show or anything because everything was just all fucked up. It was just crazy. So, all right.
And I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know if we're still out of crazy.
Oh no, like crazy is still going on. Crazy has just begun. Exactly. I mean, hey, we're doing a Sunday show for God's sake, so that should tell you how crazy is going. That is crazy. That's super crazy.
I like
crazy.
This next little story you got.
Next little story? All right.
Yeah.
Well, a new study indicates that cannabis users are not more likely to be injured on the job. This comes from High Times from Thomas Edward. Hi, Thomas Edward. The May issue of Substance Use and Misuse indicated that marijuana users were no more likely to suffer injuries on the job than their colleagues who did not use pot. Except for Chip, who is bouncing up and down rapidly in his chair. One of these days, have you ever seen like that meme with like the chairlift old woman where like they have her like going over up the stairs and it's like this roller coaster thing? She goes flying somewhere. I'm gonna be sitting on the other end here and you're gonna be bouncing and he does, folks. He just like bounce and it gets very violent and rapid. He's gonna just bounce and he's just gonna fly off the screen. The study consisted of a review of literature examining the potential link between cannabis use and occupational injury by appraising all available current literature from 5 databases following universal guidelines.
Ooh, database.
Yes, database. The findings were trumpeted by Normal, which is opposed to marijuana testing by employers. Some cities, including most recently New York, have adopted laws banning employers from testing employees for marijuana. And that's it for Anthony's Weed Corner. Back to you. Is it Betty? Who am I going back to? Joe. Back to you, Joe.
You got it, Anthony.
Back to you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Yes, I do, Betty. I do. So, yes, it's my thoughtless corner.
Yeah,
but these topics are anything but thoughtless. And the first topic is actually kind of fun. It's called wine. I've been drinking lots of it, I have to say.
Have you been drinking lots of wine?
Yes. I must have had at least 12 bottles of wine in the past...
Today? Hour?
No. In the past, month and a half to 2 months, I probably had 12 bottles of wine.
Oh, I can't tell you how much beer I've gone through in the past several weeks. It's actually been surreal how much beer I've been drinking. I'm kind of glad I'm going back to work so I won't drink so much beer. But anyway, go on.
Oh, you'll still find a way to drink.
Well, I know. I'm actually reaching over to get another one right now.
So anyways, like we alluded to in our intralogue and such, Chicago is an Hoffenpfeffer. Is a Schoffenpfeffer.
Schoffenpfeffer. It's grapefruit beer.
Ooh, grapefruit beer.
Yes, delicious. It's very low alcohol content, so you don't get too fucked up on it.
Okay. So anyways, lots of stores are closing tonight earlier than usual, and that's because there's lots of looting all over the city.
Looting!
Downtown proper is closed. Most of the bridges are up, and they've got lots of barricades, cops, the assault trucks, everything. National Guard is supposed to be weaponless, but they're supposed to be here to support the peace. Last night, areas along Michigan Avenue and State Street, from all the way as far as the water tower down to Jackson, was on fire. Lots of police 10-1 calls for more units. And basically, the media never once broke in to report what was going on.
I did notice that was quite funny. And I know you were, I was asking you about it because I was watching it streaming when they had it on streaming. But you're right. And even here in Tampa, because we had nothing compared to what you were dealing with. I think we had a handful of stores that were broken into and a gas station was burnt down. It's a lot. But compared to what we've been seeing in other cities, Tampa really didn't get hit that bad. And Tampa, you know, it was like nobody broke in. It was like it's in the middle of prime time. You're in the middle of the money making section of television. You don't break into local news for that.
Nope. So that's how the wind blows on that.
Wow.
So anyways, it's time, Anthony, by the way, for our beautiful word of the show. And, you know, last time we did a show, the word of that show was neuter.
Neuter
means to castrate. Ooh. Which is really how we are all probably feeling right now. Well,
right?
I don't. I do. How about you, Anthony?
Yeah, that's 5 years.
Yeah. Well, that's for various
cheers.
Reasons, yes, cheers. So, and now this week's drum roll, I mean, word is polyphony.
Polyphony.
And polyphony is a style of simultaneously combining a number of parts, each forming an individual melody and harmonizing with each other. His love affair with 16th century English polyphony, whatever. Do I have that file?
Wow. Oh.
I don't think that's polyphony. There we go.
Okay, Roger, why don't you take it away?
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and scallops for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Sunday, May 31st, 2020, and it is holy fuck all is going to hell day. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky planted flower that stimulates a rather kidney-like spinning wheel, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No. Anyway, take it away, guys.
Pulling on that wheel.
Hold on. I gotta find the wheel. Wait.
Oh no.
Oh wait. Hold on. I gotta do my plug first. Hold on. My button. I'm manorial again. My button's stuck. Hold on. Alright. No? How about now? There we go. Whoa. That's so weird. Anyway. Alright. Thanks, Roger. Tonight I'm enjoying the new Bootlicker Bounty from Paul and Stan's Ice Cream, available exclusively at your local, probably looted, dry neighborhood dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff. All right.
There's any stuff left.
Exactly, if there's any miscellaneous stuff left. All right, here comes the wheel. They didn't take that yet. Oh, there he goes bouncing again. Oh, Jesus. Fly through the ceiling.
Whew, that was exercise.
Yes, that was exercise, wasn't it?
That was exercise.
Oh, excuse me. So this past weekend may have been a shit show, but let's not forget the other shit show called Memorial Day weekend. According to officials, an event named Orlando Invades Daytona was scheduled to be held Saturday. The same event was permitted to happen last year. This year, a permit was not filed. City officials received numerous phone calls and messages worried for the safety of citizens as large crowds began to form on Highway A1A. The massive crowds came as tourist destinations like Daytona Beach began to welcome back visitors after the COVID-19 shutdowns. However, the events on Saturday promoted some visitors to pack their bags and leave. Around 7:30, officers said a shooting occurred on Ocean Avenue. The police chief said two people shot and four others were hit by shrapnel, but all the victims are expected to survive. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office released helicopter images showing large Memorial Day weekend crowds surrounding a car outside a beachfront mall as men stood on the sunroof and out the windows throwing money around and blocking traffic. The video from Volusia County Sheriff's Office shows a large group of people that got gathered around the car, and yeah, they're out there throwing money. Images show the group scattering when officers arrived, but another large group then gathered around a different vehicle. People can be seen dancing in the bed of trucks, on top of a Jeep, and crowding in the middle of the street. According to officials, authorities received about a 90% compliance from most people, and crowds with moose poop were gone by 11:30 in the evening.
And damn, they had moose poop.
Moose poop, yep, and I'm sure we'll see a nice little spike of COVID cases. Back to you, Betty.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Shine the Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit shineba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's Weather and News. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for Shyampa Weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently partly sunny and 63. The dew point is 39, and the humidity is at 41%. The winds are howling out of the east at 12, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Now for the forecasts. Sunday, tonight, mostly clear. Clear.
Clear. Clear. It's clear. It's clear.
With a low around 53 and a little gusty. Monday, a chance of sprinkles early, then partly sunny with a high near 75 and gusty. Tuesday. Wow. And I don't know if this is a misprint or what, but it said our first 90-degree day.
Ooh. We've been having those for months now.
Sunny with a high near 91. Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high near 81. And on Thursday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 77. And that's your Chicago weather, and now it's time for the news.
And now for the news.
Ooh, I like this song. So, but before we have a little bit of time, and before we get to my news, I do want to, you know, just say that this has been kind of nice to get back and do the show again, because it has been a long time.
It's been a while.
But right now, folks, we're off on an electric journey. That's right, an electric journey. On May 29th, our friends at UPI reported that the world's largest all-electric aircraft took off from a Washington State airstrip for its first flight, staying in the air for 28 minutes, the plane's makers said. The E-Caravan plane, a modified Cessna Caravan 208B, was created by a collaboration between engine company Magnix and aerospace firm Aerotech. It took its first flight Thursday in an event that was live-streamed on Facebook. See, folks, there's more to watch on Facebook than just looting and crime and mayhem and, you know, all that good stuff. Anyways, the company said the electric plane is more environmentally friendly and costs less to operate than its fossil-fueled powered counterparts. As the world's largest all-electric aircraft, this first flight is a significant milestone in disrupting the transportation industry and accelerating the electric aviation revolution. Magnix said in announcing the flight, which took off from an airstrip in Moses Lake. A smaller plane with a Magnix electric engine took its first 15-minute flight in December of 2019.
Sweet.
Well, I guess give it a few years and it'll be a couple
hours. We can actually take a 45-minute trip down the street on, it, you know? Hey, something to do.
Winner, 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 winner. So, Anthony,
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
What would you do if all of a sudden a big sack of lemons were just tossed thud right up against your door every day? What would you do with those
every
lemons,
day?
Anthony? Yeah, every day.
Mm. I'd be a little pissed off. That's what I'd be. Like, what the fuck are these lemons doing in my house? Who the fuck keeps bringing these lemons? I don't want all these lemons. Fuck all these lemons. So what did your person in your news story
do with
these
lemons? Well, not this guy, Anthony.
Because this guy was not Anthony.
So May 29th, our friends at UPI reported an Idaho man turned a sour taste into a sweet achievement.
Idaho.
When he drank a liter of lemon juice through a straw in under 17 seconds for a current Guinness World Record.
Why?
David Rush, who has broken more than 100 Guinness records to promote STEM education, emptied the glass containing a whole liter of 100% lemon juice in 16.53 seconds. Rush's time bested the previous record of 17.12 seconds set by Andre Ortloff.
How the Rush fuck said, is this STEM? How does this relate to STEM?
Rush said he kept from throwing up after finishing the juice, but his stomach discomfort lasted until the next day.
Ugh.
Oh, and it's my favorite time.
Fiddles McGinty!
Fiddles McGinty!
Fiddles McGinty!
And with a completely off-topic discussion point to start the story.
Okay.
Well, anyways, you know, Anthony, you know, sometimes your packages do tend to arrive a little late if things get a little iffy.
Oh, God, you know, I know, right?
So, well, listen to this guy from our friends at UPI. A Toronto man said he was surprised and confused when a package showed up at his home containing a product he had ordered 8 years earlier.
Jesus Elliot. Christ.
Yeah, Elliot said a Canada Post delivery worker left the package from, well, on his doorstep May 6th, and he was initially confounded about its origins. I was very confused because I hadn't ordered anything from, well, in a while. He told us CBC
no
News.
Shit.
And then I remembered one time about 8 years ago, I ordered something from there. The package included a tube of Bryo-Clean, a hairstyling product he had ordered in 2012, along with an invoice dated that year. I started laughing because I thought it was pretty funny that it came 8 years late. He said he checked the package's tracking code, but found it no longer was valid. I think it was just in a corner somewhere, and then someone just decided to mail it. I thought it was pretty funny that they just didn't throw it out or, you know, something. I just wonder why they now sent it out since they're pretty far behind on their current packages and stuff. A Canada Post representative said the late package is being investigated. There is certainly a unique situation and we can only speculate at this time as to what may have happened, the representative said. But Mr. Whatever, Elliot, said he elected not to attempt to use the Bryo cream. Good for you, Elliot. Don't use the cream.
Yeah,
when I opened it was bright yellow, and when I Googled it, I've never used it before, so it seemed like it was supposed to be white.
Yeah, it's supposed to be white. It's supposed to be white.
And, well, that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his cracked news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. When I turn the phone lines on. Sorry. This week on This Way Out, the thing about Tiger King, her gender dysphoric voice challenges a brave young trans woman. Readers are abducted by Steve Abbott's beautiful aliens. And in the news, Costa Rica jumps its last marriage equality hurdle. Albania bans conversion therapy. COVID-19 infects Czechia's queer purge leading despot. And Hungary outlaws documented gender changes. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes or less. Some restrictions apply. Season for details. Not valid in all states. Void where prohibited. Your mileage may vary. Not available in all styles or colors. May cause rash, rectal bleeding, diarrhea, and or gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia. Speak to a licensed healthcare professional. Just do it.
Yay.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yow, Martians!
Delicious.
Barney!
Whoops. Got a blast off.
Post Pebbles cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc. For Barney. Or Dino. For fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. Want an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
A fun factory. Let's have a Play-Doh party.
Yeah!
A shooting star.
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti.
And now you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun and little enough to take with you wherever you go while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here from Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color. Color, color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank. A Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
You are listening to
Cheyenne Radio. Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first city to mint its own gold coins was Florence, Italy in 1252? Did you know that the first aluminum drink can was introduced in 1964? And did you know that the first drug that was sold as a water-soluble tablet was aspirin in 1900? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Please wait, please wait. Opening special socket. Please wait, please wait. Creating memo entry data form. Subject. New dietary restrictions require updated diet. New line. New line. Hashtag hash browns. Yummy. Please wait. Please wait. Oopsie. Hashtag hash browns are no longer available. Damn. Please wait. Please wait. Alert. Alert. New treat available. Hashtag gluten free. Hashtag non-GMO. Hashtag sugar free. Hashtag dairy free. Hashtag imitation soy plastic. Hashtag easy out pellet. Hashtag treat. Now that's the part I like. Easy out pellet. Some of these new dietary foods require obtrusion robot extrusion extension 3.2, which I have not been equipped with. Going forward, all food supplements must come from hashtag treat. Please do not exceed 100 easy out pellets a day, or you will suffer. Hashtag poop de-loop errors. End of memo. Closing special socket. Ba-whoop, ba-weep. My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated. Ethical chickens. Parvu valance. I'm an expensive bitch. You better treat me right. Ethical chickpeas. My butthole don't buzz for the treat.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznet. From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow. Antony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches, so we can get started with Antony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Antony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Antony.
So I found the answer to the question we were asking offline.
Oh, what? Well, go ahead and repeat the question offline.
Well, why you should not use mouthwash after you exercise?
Okay, why should you not use mouthwash?
When you use mouthwash, it gets rid of a certain kind of bacteria.
I see.
That when gets swallowed with your saliva, actually helps blood flow in your vessels.
I see. Interesting.
So, yeah, don't do it. I don't like using mouthwash myself that much.
Well,
I really don't.
I like it. It prevents gingivitis, but it's all good. All righty. So, well, that's a good reason to know. Don't mouthwash after exercising or your head will explode.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, Phil. Welcome back.
So, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Cheyamba weather from Tampa Bay, from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 86 degrees. The heat index is 87 degrees. The humidity is 46%. The dew point is 63 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Sunday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 75. On Monday, we should expect a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 91. On Monday night, we'll have a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 8 in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 74. On Tuesday, we'll have a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 88. And then Wednesday, guess what? 30% chance of showers and storms, mainly after 2, partly sunny with a high near 88. Looks like the summer months have started in Florida. Welcome to the subtropical lip lifestyle, right? Absolutely. Drink lots of beer. That's it for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. All right, let me open my newscript here.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Exactly, Roger. Thank you, Roger. All right. Let's start our first Florida news story of the night with a reflection behind why we are seeing current events from the NBC Channel 2 News in Fort Myers. In an email, which later ended up being forwarded to current Lee County commissioners, Sonny Haas, who is running for Lee County's District 5 seat, responded to a Lehigh Acres resident about why he should win the seat by saying the following, quote, "Now I'm seeing the results of a new census, 60% Latin, 20% Black, 20% White. The Cubans are colonizing Lehigh. Lehigh is 40% grown. Almost 110,000 residents now. Funny thing, it won't be a, quote, N-word quarters after all," wrote Haas. "The real plan, I was told, Sonny, was we have to put the enners somewhere. It's that simple. That's Frank's plan." In response to what he wrote in the email, Haas said that it wasn't a ploy for him to get publicity. It is what it is. Frank Mann, who currently holds District 5 seats, said he was astounded by what he read in the email from Mr. Haas, and the N-word hasn't really been heard out in a politician's mouth, even in the South, in over 40 years, and nor should it be. Welcome to Florida. All right, let's move on to our next one. Let me find my button. There we go. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from WFLA News Channel 8 in Tampa Bay and tells us about a man who wanted someone to lend him an ear. Literally. According to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to Hillcrest Drive just after 2 a.m. A caller said that Isaiah, 21, there's a thing stuck in the camera, bit an elderly neighbor's ear and tried to stab him with broken glass. Deputies found Isaiah undressed, walking down the street. After trying to speak with him, Isaiah began attacking deputies who were forced to deploy their tasers.
Woo-hoo-hoo. He was hot.
I don't know. Yes, but there's a lot of crazy there. That's almost a little too much crazy going on in that face there. I don't know. That might be a little past. That might be a little borderline there. Deputies on the scene suffered lacerations and abrasions. Isaiah was charged with attempted burglary of an occupied dwelling, two counts of criminal mischief of $200 or less, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, resisting an officer with violence, grand theft motor vehicle, lewd and lascivious behavior, battery on a victim over 65, and four counts of battery on a law enforcement officer.
Did that fix up all of those tattoos.
Well, yeah. I think this next one might be more your style, though. He's only got one blemish you got to deal with. He's only got that one, like, thing on his forehead. And that was probably from being arrested, you know. But other than that, you know, that one doesn't look too bad. You can take this one out in public, Joe. So our final Florida story of the night comes from Fox News Channel 4 of Southwest
Florida.
He has
a permanent Lent mark.
And brings us another Why Not Me moment for Chip. According to Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, deputies were called to the home of 32-year-old Carlos when neighbors said a man was outside in his underwear and screaming at the top of his lungs. When deputies arrived, the man retreated inside his home but came out several times to scream obscenities at them. At one point, deputies say Carlos walked out slinging his genitals around.
Why not me?
Why not me, Joe? I'm so sorry, Joe. You always
Why can't somebody knock on my door and like,
sling their genitals at you?
Yes.
Maybe we should have a telethon. They try to raise money. We'll just try to find someone to knock on your door and swing your genitals at you. I mean, it can't be that hard. It shouldn't be that hard, really, to find someone to come and swing their genitals at you. Deputies were forced to taser Carlos. Oh, hopefully not in the genitals, as he tried to retreat back inside. One for each butt cheek. Pop, pop. Carlos was arrested and put into Charlotte County Jail. Carlos is charged with exposure of sexual naughty bits, breach of peace, disorderly conduct, and resisting officer without violence.
And R-O-W-V.
R-O-W-V. And that's it for your Crazy Florida News. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
Phone lines are
be
really
a part
open
of
now.
This unique Q Studio experience.
They sure are.
Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Betty, you changed.
You got it, Joe.
Poor Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty. Always a pleasure, Betty. Anytime, Betty. Yeah, so phone lines are open. We actually didn't put any much to discuss in our plethora segment, so we're going to drone on about stupid shit unless you call us.
Because now at least we can go on about something other than COVID. We've got protests.
Oh, I know, right? We'll go from COVID to protests.
Co-tests.
Co-tests. We have co-tests.
Co-tests like 19 turned into co-test 20.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
If you're in Roscoe's Village, visit Rudy's Bakery at 2038 West Roscoe Street, Chicago, Illinois, for some delicious cookies and pastries.
And there's a secret glory hole in the back.
No, there's not.
You knock on the stall door three times.
No.
You go. You knock on it three times.
Don't listen to Anthony, folks. There is nothing of this kind at this lovely Christian family.
Yeah, no. The lovely Christian. Oh, yeah, well, definitely there's some cocksucking going on somewhere around there.
No, his little kids are there. His little kids are there. His family's there.
He's enough.
A good guy.
All right. Well, then don't go to the bakery. Go to the
bookstore. Go to the bakery for the cookies. The cookies are fucking fantastic.
Yes, but don't use the super secret glory hole. Unless you know the special knock.
I'll give you a special knock. So if you want to give us a call and shit the shoots,
or
give
shoot
us
the
ring us in at 813-327-8566.
All right, I'm going to call. Just
are
to
you
make
sure,
sure
the phone line is?
I'm calling
working.
Right now. I'm making sure the phone lines are working. Hold on. We're going to try it.
Hello.
Yeah, I think it's working. Wait, hold on. Where's my button? Hello, caller. I'm on the air.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Wait, no, I don't think I've been answered. Hello. Uh-oh. Hello.
Do we have two callers on the line? Oh.
I think, I don't know. I think we got problems.
What else is new?
Oh, my goodness. Plug. Oh, my God.
Ooh. So, yeah, I've been eating lots of cookies and junk.
Our call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh. That sounded like a very serious telecom message.
That was, wasn't it? But you can try calling us at some point.
So are most of those messages that still come on telco lines, are they automated mostly now?
Mostly, yes. Correct. Hello.
Hi. Hello, caller.
That was just...
You're me. On the air.
Oh, now I'm getting a call. Okay, hold on. Oh, that sounds like Ezel.
Oh, we have a real call.
Ezel.
Now.
Is that you, Ezel? That's Ezel.
Hey, Ezel. How you doing?
Man, it's good to hear you guys on the radio again. Damn it, man.
It's been a long time.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's hard to keep these people under control here. These people are going crazy, man. They got nothing to do, man. They're going nuts.
Are they looting the cement factory?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Hey, Joe, what's going on, Joe?
Oh, it's PTSD time around here. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, they're eating up your whole city over there. You got to come out here to... It's Armpit, Illinois, and stay a while. Get away from that craziness over there. Man, is that nuts. Oh, man, but I got to tell you something. Oh, man, did you see that SpaceX launch yesterday?
I sure did.
Oh, now, let me ask you something. Did you watch it on Discovery Channel?
No, I watched it on a mobile device.
All right, well, here's the thing. I guess the Discovery Channel had the rights to it. You know, they had cameras everywhere. I mean, cameras in the engines and shit like that. Man, it was pretty cool. But what I got to say, though, when they got up into the stratosphere, okay, now they lost that big booster rocket. They jettisoned that son of a bitch off of there. And then they got up there, and you could see the contrast, the outer space and the planet Earth, okay? It was beautiful. And there was a camera that was showing the last remaining engine that was pushing them way up to the space station. And off to the distance, and I can count them, and I'll find this film unless they put it into classified. I saw three UFOs fly by. It ain't shit, man. It wasn't no space junk or nothing. They were discs that just flew by like they was eyeballing that SpaceX rocket, man. I'm telling you. Now, I don't know who all saw that, but I saw it. And it was there, man.
Didn't the government recently, during this whole pandemic, didn't they kind of secretly slip out that UFOs really did exist?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. That's what I was saying. I thought they did.
Aliens want to come here, though.
No, they don't want to come here. The only reason they come here is to terraform us and get rid of us and start anew.
Or they're stealing our air and water.
You know what, though? You know what I think? I think they want our gold. I think gold is like the super element because everybody, you know, everywhere they use gold and everything. And I think the gold is an intricate part with these space people. But not only that, I think that, you know, like when you go to the pet store and you see the gerbils running around in the wheel in the pet store, you know.
No, that's
true. That's what the aliens do with us. They look at us and they say, look at them fucking gerbils running around.
There you go. Very good point. Very good point.
You know what, though? Yeah, man. You know,
you know what though?
You might call me crazy, but I believe in that shit. There's people out there that are probably a million years ahead of us in science, and we're just like cockroaches on this planet. You know, we're just crawling around. You don't think of this shit that we do.
I think one of them is fattening me up to become the next foie gras. Because I've got a gut.
Oh, you haven't seen my quarantine gut yet. Oh, my God. I have to go to the office tomorrow. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to fit in any of my work pants.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, we were on vacation too long, man.
Oh,
we
got
to get back in the groove, man. This is bullshit. Get back in the groove. Man, I'm telling you, people are getting fat. They're lazy. You know what? Joe, I feel sorry for you with that restaurant because what I heard through the grapevine is all these people are so used to this curbside and drive-through pickup shit. They ain't gonna be going to restaurants no more. They got used to this curbside shit because it's so goddamn easy now, you know.
You know what's funny, because I've actually eaten out more in the past 2 weeks than I have in a long time. I'm eating out more now than I used to.
Now, is that curbside shit or are you?
No, I'm actually going to the restaurant. We've been able to eat out in Florida for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, but that's Florida, man. Yeah, you guys are, you know, you're light years ahead of the thing here. You know, I don't know what the hell's going on in this state, man. But, you know, I went to a pizza joint the other night, and you couldn't go in the joint. You had to eat outside, okay? And the tables were all set up in the parking lot, and they were like 20 feet apart. And I felt sorry for that waitress, man. She had some powerful thighs on her after her night shift, man.
Get her some roller skates.
Oh, man, it's crazy. But I'm glad to hear you guys again. And let's forget about all the other bullshit that's going on. Let's just, you know what we got to do, boys? We gotta smoke them if you got them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know that's right.
Smoke them if you got them.
You got to have a lot of fun. You got to have a lot of fun in life, man. It's too goddamn short to be fucking around. There's all this bullshit. Shit, you know?
A lot of bullshit out there.
Oh, man, the shit's so deep you need boots to stay on top of it, man.
Well, I've got plenty of them now.
Boys, have a good time.
All right, Ezel, thanks for catching in with us. I'm glad you were able to join us.
All right, look for them UFOs, man.
You got it. They'll
be coming to a radio near you.
Talk to you later, Ezel. Well, that was exciting.
That was a loud gong.
That was a loud gong.
That was a really loud gong. What happened with that gong?
The gong, it's telling us that we have 3 minutes until the ugly lights.
3 minutes.
So if anyone else, we got quite a few callers. We got quite a few listeners on tonight. I'm quite excited. We got quite a few listeners. Are we talking
more than three?
Yes. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, feel free to give us a call. You got 3 minutes, actually 2.5 minutes to chat with us.
Two of them were me.
Oh, that's too funny. 813-327-8566.
But you know what? We're also going to be on a recast in just a little bit, too, after we get done recording this fine episode of the Joe and Anthony Show.
Yes, it will find its way to the recast.
Brought to you by the two lovable stoners.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, we're lovable. We're stoners.
We are definitely stoners. Ain't no question about that.
We're lovable stoners. So, I saw some comment about wine snobs not being such great people, but I got to tell you, good wine tastes really good.
Okay, how expensive is that bottle of wine you're drinking?
That bottle of wine, yes. I think it was either 27 or 35. Oh. I can't remember.
You're still not a wine snob, but that's okay. Decent wine, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Quite decent. Quite decent.
That's good.
Good tasting wine. No, this is really good wine. Yeah.
I've been kind of laying off the wine lately. I find the beer keeps me from getting too drunk.
Beer makes me drunk?
Really?
Makes me pee even more.
And see, I just get bloated. So I can drink like 3 or 4 of them. Mm-hmm. And then after I'm like at 4 of them, I'm like, okay, I got to stop, and I got to wait. And then, you know, so it's like I can't, like a wine, I could put down a bottle of wine in an hour, easily, without any question. and that will fuck you up. So, you know.
Well, this bottle
the beer slows down the delivery.
This bottle has lasted me since, oh, I would say about
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, yeah. And you know, there's still a little bit more left.
You know that'll be gone before bedtime.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But, you know, I've learned that wine is made to be drunk.
Absolutely.
I mean, you open the damn bottle.
Absolutely, wine is made to be drunk. You open that bottle, it should go. You shouldn't let that hang around too long.
And I want to visit this vineyard. It's Stolpman Vineyards.
Oh, Stolpman Vineyards.
Vineyards is out of Santa Barbara County, California.
California.
Orcutt, California.
California.
But this is a delicious, it's 12.5. So it's decent on the alcohol content scale.
Not bad.
Aw, listen to those ugly lights. Aren't they beautiful?
I want to get up to Michigan and get some Michigan winery again.
Ooh.
Maybe,
yes.
Maybe if we ever make it to Chicago again before the world falls apart, we'll take a road trip up to Michigan.
How about a road trip first through Ohio? I can meet you in Ohio. There is a nice vineyard in Ohio that we can go to, and then we can go up to Michigan.
That might be more complicated than I want. We'll think about that, but we'll plan something. There will be a wine. There will be a vineyard. Don't give me sad face. There will be a vineyard in the trip. Hey, folks! It looks like the ugly lights have been turning on, and the rats chewing on the wires again.
I don't give a crap about the ugly lights.
So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Yes, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show here on Shy Ampa Radio. Be sure to tune in on the weekend for the World Labor Hour, Saturdays at noon Eastern, Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, Headphone Meditations, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, every other Saturday is a new show, and a whole lot more. Visit ShyAmpa, that's ChiAmpa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also Also be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Chiampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in our programming with extra added Technic U audio procedures. What do you mean? How do I do this? Ooh. You ask. Well, it's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chiampa Radio. Yes, that's right. Just leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to chiampa.org.
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 Yeah, and if it doesn't work, you got to refresh it and clear your browser history. Because we went from an SSL to a non-SSL because the SSL is pitchy.
Firefox still gets stupid. I haven't tried it in Credge or IE or whatever the hell this stupid browser is called.
Dun 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 dun.
No, Internet Explorer loaded it without issue.
Okay, that's good.
So, credit to Internet Exploder.
Internet Exploder.
Which I think is going to eventually go away.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be replaced with Edge.
Yep, Credge.
On the edge of crap. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back sometime. Keep an eye on our Facebook posts. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Check out our blog at Chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't bite off your neighbor's ear after you've been running around swinging your jiggly bits at your last clan rally. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for whatever the fuck is coming up next, because I don't know what's loaded into the deck. With a B for bumpin'.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
We seem to be running a little early on this one. Well, you know.
Of course we are. You know? What the heck?
Well, that's what happens. All right. We'll see you later. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.